You're all lined up for a worldly concert. If you stood before a holy God today that controls your destiny, what are you going to say to him? You're going to say, let me into your kingdom? I know you're not going to say, yeah, send me to weeping, gnashing of teeth, because it ain't a big party there. Hell's not a party. It's suffering, darkness. That's where you're headed, unless you turn and repent. You're suffering. You're going to suffer unless you turn from the darkness that is offered in the culture and follow Christ, that's the light. What are you going to say to this holy Savior? You're not going to say anything. You're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth, neighbors. Jesus died for you. We're asking why you won't live for him. Because you're selfish, like I used to be. Rebellious, like I used to be. Carnal, like I used to be. Worldly, like I used to be. Some of you churchgoers, like I used to be.
Excuse us.
All right? And I'm no better than you today. I don't have any more merit before God, but I am different. And what makes the difference? Being born again by the Spirit of God, and he transforms your heart and your mind where you don't want this anymore. I don't want this anymore. I don't want the world's ways. I don't want carnality and sin. I don't want to fill my life up with the world's ways that Jesus had to die for. I actually want to glorify God. I actually want to proclaim him. I actually want to do the two greatest things. Matthew 22. Love God, love your neighbor. The two great commandments. That's what I'm doing today. Loving God by lifting him up and loving my neighbor by warning you, you're on the road to destruction. Your pastors are lying to you. The culture's lying to you. Your twisted Bible translations are lying to you. But the street preacher that's biblical, there's a lot of them that aren't. They just yell at homosexuals. That's all they do. I'm telling you that you, if you live in pride and vanity, tattoos and everything else that's done is pride and vanity. I love you, sir.
How about that?
Pride and vanity. It's all pride and vanity. It's pride and vanity. Slayer Nation, that's a band, isn't it? Slayer. Pride and vanity
definitely is a band.
Is an abomination to God in Proverbs 6:17. So I used to be in all that. I used to be a partying, drunken bodybuilder that used to fight for fun. That's who I used to be. But I'm different now. The Holy Spirit transformed me to be a child of God. Now I get to travel. I retired early to do this. I fund myself. I don't make merchandise of people like John Cooper of Skillet. I fund myself, and so does my brother. Preach the gospel all over America. Call you to repentance, neighbors. To warn you, you're on the broad road to destruction. That Jesus wasn't beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for you to live this way. God did not send his son to come into the world to seek and save the lost so you could live a sinful life, neighbor. God did not send him so you could live in your false churchianity on Sunday. God calls you to righteousness, holiness, goodness. Those are actually gifts of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:9. Goodness, truth, righteousness. But what are you living for today, neighbor? Be honest. Why did you come here? For the flesh and entertainment? There ain't going to be none of this in heaven. You're not going to make it to heaven, the kingdom of God, living for these things. The pastors and the priests are lying to you, telling you Jesus died for all your sin as you live worldly. That's a lie. He died for your sin that you repent of and turn from. God will not be mocked. You cannot live in your sin and worldliness and claim a holy Savior. It's my job as a street preacher to remind you of that. Joel Osteen tickles your ears. I tell you the truth. John Cooper of Skillet tickles your ears. I tell you the truth. His false gospel he's going to preach in there. His false gospel he's going to preach in there. Don't believe it for a second. You can't live. You can't live the false gospel and claim a holy Savior. Look at my testing of Skillet at don'tperish.com. It's on the front page. John Cooper is a money-changing heretic that has the whip of Jesus waiting for him. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the selling of the things of God. John Cooper's a multimillionaire making merchandise off of you yet today. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. Jesus didn't die so you could live your worldly lives, neighbor. We're going to say the same thing over and over. We're going to preach Christ crucified. Because it's all new people walking by. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, not churchianity, will transform you and make you new. He'll wash you clean. The beautiful thing about the gospel, it's not church attendance. It changes your heart and your mind. And it washes away every sin you've ever done if you turn away from it. If you turn away from it. No, your church doesn't do that. Only Christ can do that. The churches are lying to you in false religion. The churches are not calling you out of the world, neighbors. The churches are not telling you the truth and righteousness. The churches are deceiving you. Men like John Cooper of Skillet are deceiving you. Bands like Seether are deceiving you. But there's hope and there's truth and there's life beyond this entertainment, beyond this culture, beyond this false way that you're following today. Don't follow after Satan's culture. 2 Corinthians 4:4, this is Satan's culture you're following. To be a child of God calls you out, makes you separate from the culture. Separate from the culture and holy and righteous. You're not holy and righteous as you live after the ways of the world, neighbor. Righteous is what's right before a holy God. Entertainment is not right before a holy God, neighbor. Entertainment's not right before a holy God. You got to walk in spirit and truth. You got to lose your life. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Has that ever happened to you, neighbors? If it hasn't happened to you, you would be here. You wouldn't be here if it happened to you. The Spirit of God did not lead you here, neighbors. There's a spirit at work in the world that's led you here. It's Satan's culture. It's Satan's kingdom. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Come out of this false way. Come out of the world. Come out of your flesh. Your flesh leads to your destruction, neighbor. Before I was born again, I followed my flesh. It led to nothing but sin and worldliness and entertainment, just like this show. No matter how much men like John Cooper of Skillet try to sanitize this, he'll give you a false gospel in there. Look at my testing of Skillet on my website, Don't Perish. He's a false teacher. He's a false teacher. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. No, it's what God's word says. Anyone that's of the world is not of God. John Cooper's of the world. John Cooper has a compromised gospel. John Cooper does not call you out of the world. He does not call you out of your sin. He sells the things of God to become a millionaire. John Cooper is a worker of Satan. I've been asking for him to bring his Bible out. John Cooper won't come out. John Cooper is a Revelation 21:8 coward. But do not be deceived, neighbors. There's hope and there's truth and there's righteousness available if you repent and seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is coming, and that ain't it here, sir. That ain't it here. You're deceived if you think this is part of the kingdom of God. This is Satan's kingdom here to deceive you in these false musical ways, in these carnal fleshly ways. That does not lead to eternal life. Jesus shed his blood for you. How come neighbors aren't living for him? Judgment day's coming. Judgment day's coming as you live like the world. God's going to send you away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Did you know Jesus described hell more than heaven, neighbors? Go look at your Bible. Jesus warned of the weeping and gnashing of teeth that's coming. There's a story in the Old Testament, and it's true. Lazarus gets sent to Abraham's bosom, heaven. The other man, the rich man, gets sent into weeping and gnashing of teeth. And he says, just touch your finger on my tongue to quench me. Hell is such a place of destruction. But you're dabbling with it here by following the culture. You're dabbling with evil and sin. You're dabbling with your flesh that leads nowhere, neighbors. Christ has come to set you free. And those he sets free, they are free indeed. But you're free from what? You're free from sin. If you live like the world, if you live like the world, you're not free from sin. You're not free from sin. You're living like the world. You're living in sin. To be free is to live holy and righteous and come out. No, sir, I did that as a lost man. I did that as a lost man, sir. He offered me a ticket. I did that as a lost man. I can't do it as a child of God, as a preacher of righteousness. Escape the wrath of God that's coming, neighbor. Lose your life for this glorious Savior. Jesus made the narrow way. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.
The children need to come out of the van. It's a rape van.
Hopefully when you're sober, ma'am, you'll think clearer. A lot of drunkenness out here now, so we got to start watching out. People have been lined up for hours, and there's lots of drunkenness and even drugs. I saw some people smoking stuff. So we got to be careful. People get really emboldened when they're drinking. We shall see. We do have some security force out here for them. And I got to give a praise report. The police came and parked right behind the gospel wagon. The cops pulled up. And I think people thought he was going to run me off. I thanked him for a service. He waved at me. He's parked right behind the gospel wagon. I love that. Showing that we're perfectly legal. So yeah, it's pretty awesome that we get to be out here and do this. Preach the message. Warn people that wrath is coming. Loving Christ, loving our neighbor today. Thank you, Father. No other place I'd rather be.